Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Fancast. I'm Anthony Kendrick and this week we're discussing Manchester United and their form so far this season. On the show this week we've got Faizan from the V2 Forum. Hello Faizan.
Hello.
We've got Andy from the Danger Zone podcast.
Hi mate, you okay?
Yeah, good. And finally we've got Ryan from United Report. Hello Ryan.
Hello there.
Hello. Alright. Hello. There's only one place we can start. The recent form's been really poor, particularly in Europe. Got knocked out after losing the final group game against Wolfsburg. What went wrong in Europe? What was the main reason we went out? Start with you, Ryan.
I think it was the away fixtures. We really struggled away from Old Trafford with the loss in Holland, the draw in Moscow, and the loss, obviously, to... the final nail in the coffin in Wolfsburg, so that was definitely a problem. And I think there's just a general lack of confidence running through the team at the moment. I think the lack of positive results in the Premier League and obviously going out of the League Cup reflected in our confidence in Europe.
You guys got any thoughts, Andy?
Like you said, the away form wasn't good enough. But I guess the PSV away game you can make excuses for, obviously what happened to Luke Shaw. But the home game against PSV was just a disaster, wasn't it? You know, that is when they went out. It wasn't the Wolfsburg game, because that's a tough game for them. Drawing 0-0 against PSV is the turning point there. And, they've been drawing far too much anyway, but there was no sense of urgency or anything, and they should have had the game, the qualification sewn up by then. Obviously, Wolfsburg were excellent against them last week, but yeah, it should have been sewn up before then.
Do you agree, Faizan? Do you think it was that home game against PSV which killed the tie?
Definitely, yeah. I do think it was that game that killed off our chances. I don't think we were going to get anything at Wolfsburg, where maybe a point at the most, but
yeah,
we're just getting 3 points there.
Do you think we underestimated the group? Because when the group was made, it was all hunky-dory. United were definitely going to qualify. Do you think we maybe underestimated the likes of Wolfsburg and PSV?
I think it was a tough group. You know, there was no standout team, but I think across the three of them, they're all tricky ties. I wouldn't say it's an easy group, but United should be able to pick up enough points to get out of that one.
Well, Van Gaal said at the start it was the home games that was important. Do you think it was that, or do you think we should have got more points away? What do you think was the main reason?
Definitely, yeah. The away games. If you want to go far in Europe, you have to learn to travel and deal with that. And we didn't, basically. And that's why we got knocked out.
Well, you could look at it from that point of view. That's 1 point out of 9 we got away.
That's obviously... Well, that's just not good enough at all, is it, really?
You know, that speaks for itself, yeah.
Moscow. I've got a reputation, you know, it's a difficult place to go. Wolfsburg are a good team, but, you know, the PSV away game, you know, that should be 3 points. That was the first game, obviously. That sets you up for a good campaign, and to lose that one is, you know, obviously going to a bad start.
Do you think, moving on then, we're in the Europa League now, do you think we should care about it, or do you think, you know, just play the kids?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely care about it.
Yeah, just ball free.
Yeah, because if you look at it this way, we're out of the League Cup. The Premier League is a long shot, the way we're playing. We're out of the Champions League, and I think if we're going to make just top four, I think Van Gaal needs a trophy as well this season.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you think, we've got a pretty easy tie on paper against Midtjylland. We should qualify there, you'd have thought.
You'd hope so.
Well, yeah. You say that. You never know with this team.
MK Dons last year.
You really hope for a good Europa campaign then?
Yeah.
There's a few decent teams there, you know, Dortmund to their Porto while they're playing each other, but there's a couple of teams in there that United could struggle against, but on the whole, they should be able to beat them, and that's why it matters, because this is a competition that they should be able to win quite comfortably, really. And that's where progress is measured, isn't it? Like you just said, top four and Europa League win would actually not be a terrible season.
All right, well, let's look at the Premier League form so far. Recent form's been pretty poor, only won two of the last seven. Overall, are you satisfied with the season so far in the Premier League?
Not at all. I think the way the other teams have played and the way results have gone, it's been such a bizarre season. I think we should really be up there. There's no excuse really for us not to be first or second at the moment. And it's the draws that are really like paying dividends now in the league table.
Yeah. I think the frustration is born out of the fact that City and Arsenal are slipping up. Chelsea are obviously nowhere. So it just takes a little bit, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and really taking the league to, you know, it's there to be won. And if someone finds some form, and why shouldn't it be United? I think that's the problem. They're not showing any sense of urgency.
There's been some real low points tonight. There was the 0-0 home games against Newcastle, West Ham. I suppose they're real low points, especially both of them being at home. There's also been the losses against Bournemouth, Swansea, you know, 2-1 losses. I suppose most recently the Bournemouth game, what is it that's going so wrong in the games? Is it urgency, as you say, Andy? Or?
I think so. And you'd expect a reaction after going out at the Champions League, and that was the complete opposite of what we saw. Granted, there were a few injuries and, you know, the youngsters at the back and things like that. But you had players on the bench there. If they're fit enough for the bench, they're fit enough to start. And, you know, the reaction just wasn't there. And that maybe tells you that I have no clue on this, but maybe the players aren't exactly playing for Van Gaal.
Do you guys both agree with that? Or?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's the injuries, like you said. We've been quite solid defensively this season. But as soon as that goal went in, that freak goal from Stanislas, we just were constantly shaky from minute one at the back. Yeah.
Well, I could be positive about the season so far. I could say we've won 3-1 against Liverpool, played really well against Everton, got a good win there. We've got the best defensive record in the league, the most clean sheets. Could I not argue it's positive and we're in the top four as well? Is it not a good season?
It's hard to say because it was looking like it was going to be positive at the start of the season, especially the Everton game. We were particularly good in that. I think it was just in the Liverpool game more of Liverpool not being quite there under Rodgers. I think that made it easier for us, but the Everton game especially, I thought that was a big turning point in our season. But as soon as that was wrapped up, we kind of didn't kick on from there. And I think if we would have done, then we would have been definitely in a better position than we are now.
Yeah, it does seem like every season, every time we win a game, going backwards as well.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of injuries, which was partly to blame, at least for the loss against Bournemouth. Do you think the squad's too thin overall? Because he sold a lot of players in the summer.
Yeah, it's definitely too thin. I mean, if you look at the fullback situation, we have Shaw out, and then we lose Darmian, and that's it. We haven't got a first team fullback. There's a lack of strikers if you count out Rooney's form, which hasn't been good at the moment. We've only really got Martial, Wilson's gone, Welbeck's gone, Hernandez is gone.
Even Januzaj or something like that. That doesn't make any sense.
Januzaj going out on loan, still don't understand that one. The squad is definitely too thin.
Could you argue he was unlucky with injuries though? Or is it that it's badly prepared?
You've got to be prepared for injuries.
But do you not think with the level, you know, the number of injuries, you know, he's got pretty much all his first choice defenders out, you know, Schneiderlin and Schweinsteiger's got banned, etc. Is it not out of his control?
Well, in that case, you've got to blame the training, haven't you? If there's so many, you know, it was the same last season with all the injuries. There's a lot more injuries now than there ever were under Fergie. And do you perhaps blame him for overtraining them if they're picking up all these injuries? I'm just putting it out there. You know, I don't necessarily believe that. But...
Well, Van Gaal admitted last season he trained the players too hard. He did say that caused some of the injuries last season and the fatigue.
Yeah, it's not only that, it's the amount of money he's spent. Yeah, the club should never be in this position. Especially looking at that back four against Bournemouth. You question why he's not brought someone in over the summer. Because I think every United fan was begging for the likes of Otamendi or, you know, and it just didn't happen.
Well, let's talk about the signings they made. There was obviously the link with Ramos for a lot of the summer, but then there was a lot of other players, as you mentioned, like Otamendi and such. But I don't know, to me it seemed like he either wanted to sign a top player for the centre-half position or no one.
Yeah, but we're Manchester United. He should be able to get the top centre-half that he wants with the financial power that he's got.
It's been realistic, though. At the time, did anyone really think that they were going to sign Sergio Ramos?
It was a long shot. And
there's, you know, there's a level above where United are capable of obtaining. You know, you wouldn't expect to get Piqué or Ramos or someone like that. Like, you wouldn't expect to get Philipp Lahm, you know, from Bayern Munich. So there's a level down there that's still world class that you can still go for. And it's been realistic with your targets. And it's the same with, you know, Gareth Bale. Are Real Madrid going to sell Gareth Bale? Probably not. You know, Thomas Muller, are they going to sell him? Don't think so. It's having realistic targets. Yeah, you know, he's just aiming either too high or he's not identifying realistic targets.
But then could I argue that because he's wanting, like, getting a player with similar ability to what we've already got, to like almost make up a number, is that not the wrong way to look at it? You should only be looking to sign players if you can definitely improve the side.
Yeah, definitely. But that doesn't always have to be, you know, look at Mahrez and for like Leicester. It doesn't always have to be, you know, gone are the days when United had signed, you know, Vidic or something like that that we've not necessarily heard of, but they've scouted him and they've done, well, Marshall's one of those maybe that we haven't heard of before and he's come in and done a decent job. But can you see United plucking someone out of Serbia and for 10 million in January? You know, I can't see that happening. And, you know, you've got to question maybe the scouts.
Yeah, I was personally excited when we were linked to Alexander Dragovic back in the summer.
Exactly, yeah.
And, I mean, I personally rate him as a player. And I was a bit upset when we didn't actually get him, but then it moved on to Ramos and that all looked so positive, and then, you know, it got to the end of summer and nothing had happened, so it was a pretty big disappointment. And well, we had a decent summer looking at it, but I don't think we strengthened particularly in the areas that we needed to.
Alright, well, let's look at the signings that have come in. Like Schweinsteiger and Schneiderlin have both, I think, done a decent job in midfield. Would you agree that they've both done well? Or?
Fantastic signings. They're the two, probably the two signings that you would sort of hoped for, you know, looking at the midfield previously. And they have come in and done well, yeah.
What do you think of, like, Schweinsteiger in particular? He seems to really add something to the side, that star quality.
Yeah.
That leadership be lacking. If you've seen with the younger players, I think with Depay and Martial, you'd expect Rooney to, you know, put his arm around them. But he's the one that's taking the lead as captain, maybe not with the armband, but he's got the captain figure about him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, what about the two young forwards then who have come in? We mentioned before Martial and Memphis Depay. They're both obviously young talents. Do you think they've got the potential to become great?
Yes. I was a big fan of Depay last season. I watched a lot of his games, and it's definitely a matter of time with Memphis. I don't think he's got the attitude that Martial's got. You see Martial, he's got this laid back, relaxed, he's a superstar, and I think Depay is going to take him a while to adjust at this level, but he's definitely got the potential and more to be a real star, definitely.
What about Martial then? Do you think he had a brilliant start at United, you know, scored in his first four or five games, but he's gone off the boil a bit in terms of goal scoring?
I think that's probably a stylistic issue. Same with Memphis. You know, in the system that's being played, he's not getting the service, and perhaps the space isn't there for Memphis. So you can sort of understand that. He's had a couple of chances, you know, against West Ham. He probably should have scored at least one. Probably could have got one against Bournemouth as well. But he's clearly, you know, immensely talented player. And like just said, the how calm he is, how laid back he is. He has as much potential as of any player that we've seen. But I think he's probably been struggling because of the style of play. He's been more used to counter-attacking with Monaco, I imagine, and it's not really had the opportunity this time.
Do you think Thierry Henry is a good comparison to Martial?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I won't be complaining if he reaches that level. He's got a long, long way to go, but
yeah,
I mean, he's showing the right signs.
He's probably the same place where Henry was, if not further ahead, so, you know, there's every chance. Let's hope.
Yep. Before he joined, it was 36 million. Well, it was 36 million paid for him, and at first people were saying, "Oh, that's too much. That's too much." If today, would you do you think that's the right fee? Do you think you know we've got a good deal on him?
Yeah. And it could rise as well. to what was it, 58 million? And people were complaining.
Yeah, it's 60 odd mil if he wins the Ballon d'Or.
And people were complaining, but if he wins the Ballon d'Or. I will not be complaining about that price.
Give them what they want. Yeah.
I think it's something similar as well for top scorer bonuses each season. I think it's an extra 5 million euro or something like that per season he's top scorer.
Yeah. If you look at it that way, like Van Persie, top scorer, he wins us the league. You won't be hearing complaining from me.
Yeah, good point.
All right, but as of today, at 36 million, you think good signing? Alright, final signing that came in, Matteo Darmian, who's come in at fullback. Do you guys think he's done a good job?
I do think he started off very well. I think after the Arsenal game, I think the Sanchez game, the run around, after that, I think he has gone down a bit. It's gone a bit off form.
Do you think that's a confidence thing, or?
It's hard to say with Darmian, because he was so good at Torino, and he was so good in pre-season and in the early season with United. And he's just not got going the past few games, and it's quite hard to put like a pin on it, really.
Do you think it was a good choice of a signing? There was a lot of talk about Seamus Coleman and other options we could have signed.
No, I think it was the right choice.
Yeah, it's a good signing. Yeah, definitely. For the price as well, you'd be talking about double the fee for
Lucky.
I think it was about 14 million we paid for the.
Realistically.
All right, well, let's look at the players that left the club then. There was a lot of leaving, though. Most notably, Di Maria. Most notably, Di Maria left the club. What did you make of his one season at United?
Awful. again, it's hard to say because that start that he had. He started off so well, and he was really showing signs of a world-class player, and he was looking like he was going to really deserve that number 7 shirt. But then, you know, with the sending off against Arsenal and everything that happened there, I don't think he was happy here with the robbery and things like that. I think he was happy for him.
I just don't think
to go because of how unhappy he was here, but it was...
Yeah, his head wasn't in it, was it?
No, definitely not.
Did you
agree? I don't think he wanted to be here from the first place. I think if PSG could have signed him last year, he'd have gone there.
Probably, yeah.
Some fans were saying he deserved a second season, he deserved a chance to redeem himself, he could have been something. I think we would have given it him.
I think it was his own decision to leave the club, and we were definitely happy to keep him here because he was so big of a name.
Yeah, if there was a will for him to do it and he wanted to do it, then United definitely would have given him another go.
Yeah.
But you know, look how he's acting in Paris. You know, he's loving it, and he assist 3 goals at the weekend. You know, he's having a great time.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
I know.
So it was clearly just an attitude thing, I think.
Okay. What about the likes of Van Persie, Nani? I think it was time for both of them to go. I'm sure There won't be much disagreement with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well stated. Nani scored a superb goal. I think it was last night. But yeah, definitely time for them to go.
All right, a player you might disagree with, Hernandez, who scored a lot in Germany. I think he scored more than the United team combined in the last eight games or something like that.
15 goals in 12 games.
Yeah, very good record. Do you think he's someone who'd be really good right now, you know, in the system? Well,
yeah.
No, that is done.
I think he would, you know. He's working on such fine margins. I don't think the system really complements a striker. Yeah. Alright, okay. You know, I can't really understand why Van Gaal plays this way. I don't think there's enough service to the strikers particularly, and that's what Hernandez feeds off.
But when Van Gaal's talking about, you know, taking the chance, and he's referring to chances in singular terms, Hernandez is probably the player you want in there.
Definitely.
I would argue that perhaps he would actually be quite effective in this team, given that, you know, Rooney and Martial tend not to have many touches. If he can make a chance, then he'd be the kind of player we need.
Do you think it was that one missing that penalty was the final straw? Because there was that moment where he missed the penalty and Van Gaal and Giggs had that look at each other, and was at that point you just knew that was him done?
Yeah, probably.
It seemed that way, didn't it? He did slip, to be fair to him.
Yeah,
bless him.
We lost a couple of defenders as well who would be first choice now, Johnny Evans and Raphael.
Yeah, Raphael.
Raphael didn't ever really seem to get on with Van Gaal. He didn't play much last season with Valencia preferred. Do you think he deserved to stay in the side? Do you think he should have had chances?
I would have kept him for the sake of $2 million or whatever it was.
Yeah,
I'd definitely have kept him. Yeah.
$2.5 million to
Leon. Get him right back over Valencia.
Yeah, definitely
every day of the week.
Do you think
he would have been a great backup for Damian, and we won't be having as much problems as we are having now, because, you know, we can play him.
Do you think with Raphael though, it's like his playing style is like quite hot-headed, quite an in-the-moment sort of player, whereas Van Gaal likes everything organised, structured, planned. Do you think that was...
Yes. That's why he went, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's similar with Di Maria as well. Don't think he wanted to be cemented to a position. He wanted that free role.
Yeah.
A final player who left anyway, Tom Cleverley, who went on loan to Villa last season. He never seemed to have anything under Van Gaal. And recently he's come into form at Everton. Is he a player I know he was controversial amongst United fans, not the most popular, but do you think he had something to offer, or do you think he's never been good enough for this sort of team?
I think it's safe to say he's found his level now.
Yes,
But then again, Everton are playing brilliantly. So, you know, I think he suits the Everton team better than he would suit a team under Van Gaal.
Yeah,
so I'm personally happy for him. Because as a person, I do like Tom Cleverley. It's just I don't think he was good enough at this level that we're trying to reach.
Yes.
All right. Spot. There's quite a few young players who have come into the side under Van Gaal, especially recently. I mean, you know, Borthwick, Jackson, Varela, who'd heard of them before, you know, this last couple of weeks. There's McNair, Powell, Pereira, Lingard. You think it's good all these young players are getting chances under Van Gaal?
Of course it is, yes. It's excellent. There was talk at the start of the season that, you know, that 78-year records of having a homegrown player in the squad, that wasn't a goal because of all this money spent. But, you know, it's worked out completely the opposite, hasn't it? But, you know, Lingard's perhaps not quite, he's probably Cleverley's level as well, but he does what Van Gaal wants him to do. He's that kind of player that will actually listen to instructions. And I think, you know, Pereira's one that I don't understand why he's not getting more games. He's an excellent player. And he, you know, when Nick Powell's coming on instead of him, you've got to question, you know, perhaps his decision-making, Van Gaal. But Varela looks great. Both with Jackson's done quite well. So, yeah, good on him.
Yeah, I agree.
what did you make of Nick Powell coming on in that Champions League game? Because, like, I know Mata seemed pretty peeved at coming off.
And he was doing all right, Mata. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a bit confused by the substitution. Not just
that was a big middle finger.
Yeah, not just because Powell came on. It was more the fact that, as Andy said, Mata was doing quite well. For a player that's not been amazing this season, it is a middle finger pulling him off when he's actually putting in a good shift.
It must have shocked you as much as it shocked me to see him come on, of all people, when you needed to get something out of that game.
Yeah, I think I did read a couple of weeks ago that he was going to retire.
Well, he's come back. Apparently, he's played really well for the under-21s. He went to Leicester last season. He's been injured. Apparently, he has done well for the under-21s earlier in the season, and that was influenced him.
Yeah, he played against Leicester last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he
certainly was. Under-21s won, yeah. So
6-1, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if he can keep on it in there until he's 100%, then there's definitely room for a second shot, but the fact that he's been brought on against Wolfsburg after coming back from his injury is just quite baffling, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better having these young players as the backups instead of, say, some players such as Evans and Raphael and Cleverly in the squad? Do you think it's better that these young players with the potential to become, you know, good players, do you think it's better having them in the squad as the options, as the backups?
It is when things are going well, but at the moment they're just getting thrown into the firing line, and you know it's not a very good environment for them to be making the debuts and you know trying to forge a career when they're getting pelters from all angles. But yeah, it's obviously it's a positive to have that option. I hope the other guys agree.
Yeah, definitely. Like now with the injuries, we're throwing on young players in the place of experienced leaders, and I think that's definitely showing.
Yeah, I definitely do agree with that, but I do feel that these youngsters would be playing if we strengthened our team properly.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Alright, Wilson and Januzaj both gone out on loan. Wilson's done pretty well at Brighton. He scored in his first two games. First two starts there. Januzaj's had a bit of a mixed bag at Dortmund. He's had a few moments, but generally he's not started enough games. Do you think they're both, it was the right decision to send them both out on loan?
Nope.
No. No.
Why not?
No.
Especially Wilson.
What's wrong with sending Wilson out on loan to, say, a Championship club where he can start generally?
That's fine if you've got a backup.
Yeah.
For Martial. That's the problem. It's the management.
But then
it's just criminal.
But then do you think, because Wilson didn't really do anything in the first half of the season, he didn't play any minutes really, surely it's better sending him out on loan to a Championship club rather than just sitting on the bench game after game?
Well, he's sitting on the bench when we're not scoring, you know. That's true. That's another point.
Martial picks up an injury and then we're desperate again.
Yeah.
So you think he should be getting more minutes in the main side, Wilson?
I think he's clearly got potential, and you know, he's another one where a few, you know, half of the fans probably think he's good enough, half of the fans probably don't. But I think his finishing's excellent. He's been excellent at you know, youth level. Why not give him throw him in? He's got a few goals, hasn't he? Why not?
But then are you not contradicting yourself if you say, you know, the side needs leadership, we shouldn't be yeah. playing so many youngsters, aren't you? Just contradicting yourself.
I tend to do that.
No, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm just.
Well, if we did have a
I think you were going to say that if you did have a backup, then yes, send him out on loan.
Yeah.
What about Januzaj? Do you think he just had a bit of a flash in the pan under Moyes, or do you think he's got the potential to, you know, kick on?
That's probably the toughest question you've asked tonight.
No, it's true, isn't it? At times he looks unplayable, and at times he just doesn't look interested. He looks lethargic, and you know we all hope he's going to be the player he seemed like he was going to be against, you know, in that Sunderland game. Remember that?
Yeah, those years ago.
Yeah, it's
fantastic though. Then we've seen glimpses of that, but if he can consistently produce those type of performances, then you know he's definitely right for us.
It seems a bit of a mistake that he's gone to Dortmund on loan.
of all the teams, you know, Dortmund playing free-flowing attacking football, and then he's going to come back to United next season, and none of those skills are going to be put to any use.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was starting to break into the team as well. He played against, you know, he played the first few games, he played at number 10 as well, in his desired role as well. It seemed a strange one.
Yeah, it was weird because he had a big impact in pre-season. This guy scored against Barcelona, which was a great goal.
Oh, it was a great goal, yeah. Great counter, yeah.
But then it, all of a sudden he goes out on loan when he's, you know, in the squad and doing, you know, half a decent job. And now we look and we're not getting goals and we wonder why. And he's over there in Germany.
Well, Van Gaal was saying he could play as a striker in this season. Do you think that's a role that might see him play?
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, we may as well. We'll give it a shot. We're not getting many goals at the moment.
Well, there's rumours we've got a recall option in January. I don't know for certain about that. It's just a bit of paper talk. I guess if that's an option, we've got to take it.
With the injury list, I'd say it would be a smart move. And I don't really...
And if he's not getting games as well.
Yeah, the loan wasn't really successful because, you know, he's not developing at the moment because he's just sat on the bench.
Do you think there should be some investment in the January transfer window?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. What do you think we should do?
It's hard to name players because we've got a good first team. I'd say so. We kind of just need someone to add a little bit of backup. Like maybe a Daily Blind type player, a player that can play in a few different positions that's versatile.
I think John O'Shea will be available.
Well, you know, you never know. Van Gaal will probably love him.
Do you not think with all the attacking problems we should be trying to get in a decent attacking player? A striker, for instance?
Perhaps not a striker, because Martial, obviously, is doing a decent job. I think we need an elusive attacking midfielder to tuck in and create because he's not playing Herrera consistently for some unknown reason.
To be fair, Herrera's been injured the last few weeks.
I'd love like an Isco type of player just to tuck in behind Martial. I think that'd be the solution to all our like.
Yeah, he might be available as well.
That is a dream for me. I'd love that.
Van Gaal said if he had Suarez or Aguero, there'd be a lot more goals. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah.
That is.
If you gave Brighton and Hull Albion, Suarez or Aguero, they'd score more goals. You know, if you gave a Sunday League team, Suarez or Aguero, they'd score more goals. You know, I think that's a stupid comment because.
Well, the line,
two strikers in the world, in my opinion.
I think the line he was going down was the point that we create chances and we do well, we just need that finisher up front. If we had a top finisher like one of those two, that, you know, the season would be a hell of a lot more successful, that we're doing everything right apart from that. That was the sort of line he seemed to be going down with the comments.
Yeah, we do need someone that is clinical like that. But I'd say Martial's pretty competitive.
I can't seriously be saying that.
Well, he thought, the media especially thought that Rooney was the player to score loads of goals this season, but he's had a poor season. What do you think's the reason for that?
I just think he's been on a general decline for the past two or three seasons.
Since the guy's big wage, I don't think he's got the hunger in me anymore.
Yeah. You know, there's obviously a lot of complaints about his first touch, his technical ability, his finishing. He used to be have such a good energy about him and this instinct to drive through a few players. And you saw that against City away last season. You know, he drove through the whole defence and nearly got us that equaliser. But yeah, there's not much of that. And I think it's just on a general decline.
Do you think it's mentally or physically or both?
Physically, he doesn't look after himself, does he?
in the way that other, you know, top athletes do.
Well, when it was a youth team coach who compared Rooney and Ronaldo, who were both there at the same time, and he said the difference between the two was a mental thing, whereas Ronaldo wanted to be the best and would do everything he can, but Rooney, like as you put it, doesn't look after himself.
Yeah, it's probably both then, isn't it? It's probably he's lacking physically because he doesn't.
Yeah,
the capability mentally is probably a
good point.
A bit of a mix.
Do you think the 300k a week contracts? Well, that's going to last him well for the rest of his career. Really, do you think that's not helped his case?
No, I think that's killed his hunger for United.
Yeah.
Well, some people question, some people say he should be a guaranteed starter because he's the captain. Do you think that's the right mentality?
I don't think he should be a captain.
Who would you have as captain instead?
Sporting Schweinsteiger.
Yeah,
I take it you don't think he should be starting in the side then?
No, not anymore.
Because I think he restricts our attack. And that's the last thing we need at the moment.
Smalling's been excellent, and you know, Schweinsteiger is just a bomb. Yeah.
All right. Well, there was people saying as well. I saw rumours about that Rooney's not actually injured at the moment. It's that Van Gaal wants him out of the side, wants him to take a break from the side. It's probably silly paper talk, but. First he said he was ill, then he said he had a nasty ankle injury, and we've not heard anything more than that. Is that a reasonable thing to say, or is it?
Or is I'd that... like that to be true. I'd like that he'd actually drop him, and you know, he's trying to protect him perhaps from, you know, if he got dropped, you imagine what the media would do. So yeah, well, I suppose that's clever management if that's true.
But then I was just going to say, do you think it's the goals seem to have dried up since Rooney's been out of the side? They were never great to begin with, but our form's got worse. Surely the last.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, sad but true.
It is a strange life under Lou Van Gaal.
Yeah,
one that
nothing makes sense.
One that can't be explained. But despite our quite poor form at the moment, we have looked quite decent. Going forward, I mean, against Bournemouth it was okay. I think there were more defensive problems than offensive problems, and it was the same versus Wolfsburg. I think we looked quite dangerous actually against Wolfsburg at stages. Yeah. It was just the fact that every time we seemed to be going through, we let one in at the other end.
Alright, let's talk about Van Gaal then. Do you think he should be in charge next season?
Yeah, I'm the same. Probably not.
No, because I think
if you get top four and maybe FA Cup or the UEFA Cup, I'd say yeah.
The thing with Van Gaal is he's probably the best man we could have given the job to after Moyes to rebuild the squad and give it a bit of structure and give a blank canvas to the next manager. And I think he's taken us to the absolute max of his capabilities at the moment.
Do you guys agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah. He was the perfect manager for the post Moyes, but that I completely agree with that, yeah.
I do think he has given some stability in the side. You have to give him some credit after Ferguson. We did need some centre mids, and you got Schweinsteiger and Schneiderlin. But I do think the next manager is one that's going to take us further in terms of winning the trophy.
All right. Well, let me put it another way. What would you say would be a successful season this season? What would be the minimum requirements for you to say, yeah, we've had a decent season?
Top four and FA Cup or UEFA Cup.
Faison said that's spot on. I'd say maybe top three. So we skip that Champions League qualifier next season. I know we did quite well in ours this season against Bruges, but you know, you don't want to be playing that game because it's a massive risk. One bad performance and you know, you're out with the Champions League before it's even started. So top three and a trophy, I'd be happy with that considering the way things are going right now.
Alright, when Van Gaal does leave, whether it's the end of this season and the next season, whenever it may be, what would be your choice to replace him? Who would you bring in? Difficult question to finish on.
I'd go for Guardiola.
Yeah, Guardiola, Ancelotti maybe.
Or Ancelotti, yeah. That would just be a dream.
Yeah.
After what Van Gaal's given us, he's given us this, you know, this blank canvas that a manager with a, you know, a more eye for technical play and, you know, beautiful football, if you could put it that way, Pep Guardiola or Ancelotti, they're the people that we need to look for.
Do you think Giggs will get it?
Hope not.
I hope not, no. I mean, the attacking football will come back, but, you know, there's that massive lack of experience that I don't think he's ready for yet.
Yeah.
What does Giggs need to do to prove himself? Is it taking the job at Swansea then? Or?
Definitely. That's crying out for him, isn't it?
That would be brilliant.
That's perfect for him.
But then would you not say it's better off staying within the club and learning from Van Gaal? And, you know, if it is going to be Giggs to be the next manager, is it not better to be a more smooth transition?
He's always going to be part of the club. And I think if you give him 18 months at a Premier League club where he can learn the trade a bit more hands-on, I think that can only be a good thing, surely.
As long as it's not too bad when Swansea play United.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I suppose Swansea have got the better record over the last, under Van Gaal's period anyway. Yeah. 3-2-1 wins.
You know, I remember way back into Moyes' first game when we battled Swansea at the Liberty. And it all looked bright from there.
4-0, wasn't it?
Was it 4-1, I thought. Welbeck and Van Persie scored twice, didn't they?
Yeah, Welbeck's goal was fantastic.
And what, did he score a chip?
Yeah,
excellent.
It was the first game on BT as well, interestingly.
Yeah,
it's that.
All right, one other name that a few people have said, Gary Neville. He's obviously said in an interview he's not thinking about United at the moment, but he can't say anything other than that. He's just taken over at Valencia. Do you think he could come in and do a job? Good job?
No reason why not, if he does well.
Yeah, if he's got a tough job.
Yeah,
at the moment, Valencia aren't really in good form. The fans' expectations of that club are crazy. They're probably about as bad as our fans when it comes to expectations. So yeah, he's got a tough job on his hands, and I think if he can get them back into the top four, he's done really well, and someone we should consider in years to come. Yeah.
But then, if you're saying Giggs doesn't have the experience, if say at the end of this season Neville was an option, is it not an issue for him as well? Or
Giggs and Neville,
yeah.
I like them.
I think it'd be premature to sign one of those two. I think the boots are a little bit too big to fill. I think if we had a few years under Ancelotti or Guardiola, I think that'd just push us on and give them two time to get experience under their belts.
Yeah.
Okay, one last thing then with Guardiola. Because some people say that it looks like he might leave Bayern at the end of this season. If he said to us now, you know, I'll take the job at the end of the season, you know, but we've got to commit now and get rid of Van Gaal, would you snap him up straight away?
Yes, would you say?
Definitely.
So Guardiola's obviously, like, definitely your number one choice to replace Van Gaal when he eventually leaves.
I think everyone would be dreaming of that. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
All right, cool. All right, well, Ryan, you write for United Report, is that right?
Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about what you do?
Basically, we're a Manchester United blog, and we funnel all news from every source into one place. So, you know, we anything that comes up about United is on our Twitter page and on our website.
What's your Twitter so fans can follow you if they want?
It's at United Report. That's UTD Report.
All right, I'll link that in the description. Andy, you're on the Danger Zone podcast.
Yeah, we just started doing it, you know, we're chatting amongst each other, and then we thought, let's do a podcast. So, yeah, we've been enjoying that this season so far.
So you discuss football in general. It's quite similar to the V2 podcast in that.
We've modelled ourselves on your good podcast. Yeah.
All right. They can follow you at Danger Zone Podcast as well on Twitter.
Yes, yeah.
All right, that's great. I'll link you in the description. And Faizan, you're pretty active on the V2 forum.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. It's great to get you all on. Thanks for listening to the show. And thank you all for you know, giving your views on United. It's great to speak to you all.
Nice one. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us here.
Cheers.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks to all my guests who have come on previous episodes of this series of the Fancast. It's over for this series. Thanks for listening and good night.